Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Claimed, wherever you are listening or watching this. Today, I have a very special lady with me who has been a fan of the podcast as well. She just told me she listened to, I don't even know how many, probably 100 episodes or something, and who's also been a client of ours, and a woman who's gone through the program or probably still going through our group coaching program. And she's here with us to share her story and her journey. Shannon, welcome to Claimed. I'm so excited to have you here today. And again, thank you. I know this might be quite a vulnerable, you know, a tender spot for a lot of women coming on and sharing their story, but I really appreciate it. And I know that the women listening also appreciate it as well. So welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, let's start with you telling us a little bit about yourself and how did you find about my work?
So I am a veterinarian, 34. Also a clinical scientist. My full-time job, I work for a medical device company as a clinical scientist. And then I have my own business that I run on one weekend day doing house calls as a veterinarian. I live in the Bay Area, California, and have a little 14-year-old pup. And then I found this program. Oh gosh, it's kind of a long story. Probably a little more than a year and a half ago, I was in a long-term relationship. Pretty unhappy with where I was. We argued quite a bit. It was just wasn't great. Pretty unhappy. So I started to turn inward, look a little bit inward to see how I was contributing to the relationship not working. So that's kind of how I started my self-discovery journey. I just started reading personal development books. And that was, I want to say, early 2019. And then I started getting into some personal development conferences. And at one of the conferences, there was this mention of masculine and feminine polarity in relationships. And it wasn't necessarily a new subject for me, but something that I had not explored before. And just everything that I was hearing kind of resonated. And that was just, it was almost like a light bulb went off. And I was just like, I think that this is a big piece that has been missing from a lot of my previous relationships. So being the lifelong learner that I am, I did further research on masculine and feminine polarity. I read a couple of articles, went for a walk one day. I like to listen to podcasts sometimes on my walks, and just typed in the search bar in Apple Podcasts. Feminine polarity or masculine polarity, something along those lines. And one of your episodes was the first one that popped up. And I don't remember the man's name, but I do remember the context of the podcast. It was speaking about women's desire to be deeply penetrated.
Oh, this subject is continuously talked about on many episodes, so I can't remember exactly. Okay.
Everything just made complete sense, and I was drawn to hear more. So I listened to maybe like 20 or 30 more of your podcasts, and I was just like, I need to get closer to this woman, because she, like, everything that you're speaking about on your podcast just really resonates. And it seems like not necessarily a missing piece, but something that I need more development on. So that's how I reached out to you.
Beautiful. I see in your background, Shannon, you have the book, The Boy Crisis.
Yeah.
Did you get that as part when you were going through the program or listening to some of the episodes?
I did. I just purchased that one recently. I went back to one of the modules, like, oh, I definitely need to read this one a few weeks ago. So I haven't gotten to it yet, but I've read a lot of personal development books over the last year and a half, probably close to 35 or 40. They've all been really helpful in some way, even if I just took like something very small away from them. But yeah, it's been a journey, and learned a lot from books, learned a lot from your program, from conferences.
What I'm curious about, because you talk about, you know, this feminine masculine polarity was like an aha moment or a light bulb, and you started listening to my podcast and really, you know, were really resonating and obviously wanted to learn more. So that's why you sign up for a discovery call. How would you describe, I guess, the situation before we started working together in terms of through that lens of polarity? How would you describe what was actually wrong or not working?
I was definitely showing up in my masculine. I was pretty much raised to achieve and do, you know, just raised in a masculine way. So I guess I was brought up to be in masculine energy. Both of my parents have a lot of masculine energy. Throughout all of my 20s, essentially, I was in either college or veterinary school, and I was just doing and achieving all of the time. I had a lot of masculine energy. I was attracting feminine partners, partners who were more narcissistic. And it was kind of a struggle. I really didn't like to be in my masculine, but I didn't really know how to be feminine anymore, I guess.
And why was that a problem?
Well, I am a deeply feminine woman, and I was just running on masculine energy a lot. Always in my head, had a lot of anxiety throughout my 20s, which I was able to get under control with a lot of different tools that I had learned over the years. But yeah, it was just, I was operating from a masculine place. I was bringing a lot of masculine energy to my relationships. I wanted to be in control of my environment and my life. And it just felt so overwhelming. I knew that something just had to change.
And when you say I'm a deeply feminine woman, what do you mean by that?
I guess it brings me back to when I was a little girl and who that little girl is naturally. And I always just wanted to be a dancer, and I love to wear dresses and play with makeup and Barbies and whatnot. It was tough in the household, I guess, that I grew up in to do that, because my parents were more in their masculine. And so it was hard to mirror any feminine energy that was coming from my family, because there wasn't a lot. So I was, you know, I wanted to dance when I was younger, but I ended up playing sports and really strayed far from who I was, I guess.
Yeah. And when you talk about don't know how to be feminine, didn't know how to be feminine anymore, always in my head, anxiety, overwhelming in my masculine a lot. I'm just curious, from your experience now looking back, how did that contribute to your dynamics with men not working out? Like, why was that a problem in your dynamics with men?
I was attracting feminine men because I was bringing mass to the table. So with bringing feminine men to the table, me bringing my masculine, the dynamic wasn't working, and it wasn't really what I wanted, but it's all that I really knew. Gosh, it's hard to describe, I guess.
So give me an example. So when you talk about that, you know, I was in my masculine, he was in his feminine, like, how did that play out practically in a relationship?
So I would take the lead on a lot of things. I would plan vacations, pay for vacations, take care of a lot of the bills and the financial aspects of things, you know, where we were going to live, that sort of thing. So I was definitely leading a lot of the relationships.
And that didn't feel good.
It did not. I mean, yeah. It's what I knew, though. My mom is definitely like that in my parents' relationship. She definitely takes lead. So that's kind of what I modeled, that the woman should be the one in charge, pay for everything and making all of the decisions. It's not what I wanted to do, but I didn't really know any differently.
All right. So here we are, you know, you doing a lot of personal growth work and reading a lot and getting introduced to this concept of polarity. And through books and conferences and obviously, you know, my podcast, you realize that this might be it, you know, and you resonated, you wanted to learn more. And so you sign up for a discovery call with us. And so I'm curious, Shannon, what happened on that discovery call and why did you say yes in terms of investing in yourself and really starting this journey with us?
One thing that I do remember from our discovery call that sticks out a lot to me was you had asked me a few times when we were chatting. I don't remember exactly what it was we were chatting about, but you asked me how I felt, how it made me feel. and I couldn't really come up with the words for it. And it was something that I had been working on in therapy before, but I still couldn't really come up with the words, the feeling words. Yeah, that was something that definitely really stuck out to me. I was really struggling to be in touch with myself emotionally and express how I feel. I decided to sign up for the program because just from what I was listening to on the podcast and when we were chatting in the discovery call, just everything resonated with me. And I knew that this was an area that I needed help. I needed some further development and I didn't really want to have to take, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 months to read 10 books and try to figure it out on my own. I wanted a little bit of a faster way to get to the end goal. At the time on our discovery call, I had just started my house call practice as well. So money was a little bit tight at that time. I had no idea what I was getting into financially from a business perspective. So I was a little bit hesitant at first. And then we were chatting about it. And I think it was just a point where I looked back on the personal development conferences that I spent quite a bit of money on the year before. And I was just like, I never regretted spending that money. It was a lot of money that was spent for sure. And I didn't regret a single dollar. And I'd pay it 10 times over. At the end of the day, I was just like, investing in myself is the best thing that I can do. And I have proof of that from the previous year. When it came down to actually being able to, you know, pay for the course, I was just like, you know what? I'll make it work. That's how I started.
Yeah, beautiful. I love how you talk about this because really investing in yourself is something that we, you know, so we get a lot of women on discovery calls from different walks of life who've never done this before, never invested in themselves before on that level. So it seems like in your case, you really had that experience before by going to conferences. So you know the power of if I invest in myself, you know, and I never regretted it. So you kind of had that reference there. And I love that you're saying that because when we have discussions with women, and you know, it's not a cheap program. Like this is not a $500 program or even a $1,000 program, just to put it out there. We actually don't talk much about, you know, you won't find information on how much is it, what are the details, because we make sure that we get on a call with every single woman that is interested so that we can find out what is her current situation, what is her desired situation, whether we can help. And once we quote unquote diagnose that we can help, then we go into this whole discussion about what the program is about and answering all of your questions. And then when it comes to the money, or let's say to the investment, it's really about helping a woman. For some women, it's an easy decision. For a lot, it's not. Like, you know, you were starting a business, Shen, I remember our conversation. Now I think we had to kind of chat about that. What is the priority, you know, and what do we focus on and things like that. So, but investing in yourself, and I always tell women, you know, when you do invest in yourself on such a level, you also start to take this area of your life or this journey very, very seriously. And you also surrounded by a community of women who also invested in themselves on the same level. So we're all here to experience the result. And the tools that you get and the transformation that you get is, it does not only match the investment, but well, my hope, and I feel like, you know, I'm just looking at your post, Shannon, that you posted a couple of weeks ago about your journey, is not only worth the investment, but also surpasses that investment. That's definitely my intention with this program. So thanks for sharing that, because I feel like this is so important. And some of the stuff, as you said, like we get a lot of information from the books and stuff like that, but most women sign up because they do want a faster, you know, because you can do this on your own. Like I did it on my own, but it took me bloody 3 years. You know, to really figure it out. And I was working in the personal growth field and I was exposed to a lot of different things. And so a lot of women don't have the 3 years, you know, or more. And really, it's like, can you afford, you know, even like sometimes I talk to so many women who like literally like they're done. They're at the end of the rope, not necessarily desperate, but it's like, here's a solution and it's going to take you to where you want to get, you know, in about 10 weeks or maybe longer. I know your post is after 5 months in the program, which is fine because every woman is different and her journey is different and we respect that. But, you know, if you want the support, the clarity, and just to get rid of that headache that so many women have in dating and you know, with men, well, this is the path, because I always say you either pay with money or you pay it with time. So you really have to decide, do you have the time? No, then you're going to invest in yourself. Do you have the money? I mean, if you have the time, then yes, you do it. But if you don't have the time, then as you said, you know, I love this attitude of I'll make it work.
I didn't start out my journey by investing a lot of money in myself. I remember the first personal development audio program that I bought, it was about $250. And even that felt like, oh man, I just couldn't fathom like spending that money on something that's not really like tangible that you can hold in your hands. It's not a material, right? It's an experience. And I was just like, gosh, that's such a lot of money. And so I did the $250 and then I was like, wow, this is incredible. Like the changes that I saw were amazing. And then I went to a conference that was about $700. And then, you know, I was spending a lot more money than that after I really dove in and saw just the incredible changes within myself. I couldn't imagine. I'd pay the money like 10 times over.
I totally resonate with that because, okay, well, my story, Shannon, is like I'm a girl who comes from Eastern Europe, who, first of all, from the poorest country of Europe and in Europe. And my money story goes so deep and so long through generations and everything. And actually, I ended up working for a personal growth company where I had a lot of access for free to a lot of the resources and programs that I also went through. And I was the girl that actually, even a few years ago, I think things have started shifting for me when I actually met String, you know, my future husband, where, so I was the girl before what I had a full hard drive of programs that were amazing and they were giving to me for free. And guess what? They were just sitting there for years. I never went through any of them. And I was also the girl that wanted to get stuff online or whatever in the cheapest way possible, you know, like torrenting or whatever. Like, it was just crazy. I never invested in myself, you know, everything I knew was from there. And then, and obviously I did some of the programs because I was super interested in polarity and men and, you know, working in my belief system, but a lot of it wasn't. So my biggest transformation, I think, in terms of who I have become and, you know, in terms of business and career and myself, because they're always intertwined, was when I met String. And he was the guy, like when I heard that he paid, oh my God, it was some ridiculous thing. I think he paid $15,000 for a pro, or $30,000 for like a program, marketing program that we're getting. I was like, what? Like, this was just out of my reality. But then he said, yeah, after I went through it, you know, I landed my first $15,000 client in a couple of months. And so these numbers were just so ridiculous to me. And then, you know, it all started small. You know, it started with like a $50 program, then a $300 program. And then, you know, in the last year and a half, I was the one, well, we did it together because we run the business together. I was the one, you know, we started with also $5,000, then $11,000 in a mastermind. And then this year, we've basically put down 30 grand into ourselves and the business. And so if you would ask me a couple of years ago, these numbers would just be insane. But when you do that for yourself, it's something that, and I always tell women, you know, it just catapults you from your current reality. And it doesn't have to be that amount of money, obviously, but that's what I tell women. Imagine when you spend that kind of money on yourself, how different are you, number one, treating yourself and looking at yourself in this area of your life? Your commitment level shoots up. And besides, when there's a community also, because, you know, we have an amazing community in our program. And, you know, when I paid $30,000 for a mastermind, I was literally on every single call that I had every week, and I'm still in that program, right? I was with people who think differently, who think on a completely different level that for me, and that's what you technically pay for, right? Like, you pay for access to that level of information, insight, mentality, perspective. And probably, I don't know if it was for you, Shannon, are you seeing that a lot of women, my belief system about men and about the world is very different from the women who enter. And then we're all kind of in this together. And when you work with someone, we're surrounded constantly by women who are like, that is your reality. It doesn't have to be. That story is not yours anymore. And so that's what you're investing. You're investing yourself, but also in that up-leveling that happens as soon as you do that. Because people who invest in themselves on that level think differently. Something is different. So that's what you're actually paying for. Was that your experience as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. Like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know? This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Lie of Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. All right, well, let's talk about your aha moments in the program and then what happens. So if you want to share maybe 2 or 3, and I know, you know, this journey is so multi-layered and you go in circles and you come back. And I know, Shannon, just like with every woman who's in the program, it's not always 3 steps forward constantly. There is 2 steps backwards and, you know, we all have our own things. But yeah, I'm just curious about maybe you can share 2 or 3 biggest aha moments that happened for you in the program and your journey.
Yeah, well, my journey in the program has definitely not been linear. One thing that was really cool that happened, I would say about 1.5 months after I started the program, I think late last year, late December, a friend and I met up to put together 2021 vision boards. And I had a little bit of a moment when I was working through one of the modules in discovering my wild woman. And I was, you know, doing my feminine flow, thinking about my wild woman. This was like the drop-in that I was doing. And I think a couple of days later, I was in the process of moving. I go to get my vision board from the back of my closet. This was probably 3 or 4 months after I had made the vision board and I hadn't looked at it. And I looked at the vision board and I see my wild woman right there. And I was like, this is crazy. This is amazing. Like, I totally manifested it. It was this woman on the beach with the wind blowing. She was just wearing sheer white linen and looking out at the water from the beach. And to me, it symbolizes freedom. So that was a really cool moment. Another one was more recently when I had finished the program. I have also been doing a lot of work outside of the program as well. I've still been reading a lot of personal development books and doing some other programs as well. When I started the program, I was not speaking to my dad for about a year or so. And I think that that came up on our discovery call. And you had said to me, having a relationship with your father, healing that relationship is super important, especially for your relationships moving forward. And it wasn't the first time that I had heard that. And I knew it was something that I had to do, but I was in a space where I wasn't yet comfortable and I couldn't really understand why. And I think it just had a lot to do with getting to know myself more and my needs as an individual separate from what my parents' expectations are of me and society's expectations and whatnot. So just really getting to know myself on a very deep level. So yeah, when we had our discovery call, I was definitely not ready. And in one of the modules, that was an activity, was to, you know, chat with your parents about how they were raised. And that was actually my first drop in on our group call. I had brought that up. I was like, hey, Anna, you know, I know this is an activity that we have to do, but I haven't spoken to my dad in a year and I am not at a place right now where I feel like I want to. I did deep down inside, like I did want a relationship with my dad, but I wasn't ready. I didn't know how to approach it or handle it in a way that would feel good to me. So yeah, it took me a while. I worked through the program. I was doing some work on my own as well, chatting with a lot of the girls and in the claimed program. And I was doing my flow every day, at least 15 minutes, sometimes 30. So I was really doing it. And a lot within me just opened up. It was kind of like a door that was shut. I always visualize like a trap door that's been shut for a really long time that I was able to finally open up. And a lot of like the really thick cement walls that I had built up around my heart had started to come down over the 5 months of doing this program. And I finally got to a space where I felt like I wanted to reach out to my dad and just have a relationship with him. I still felt a little bit nervous about it because I didn't feel 100% ready. So I gave him a call on Father's Day, and it was the first time that we had spoken in over a year. And it was a really nice conversation and it felt really good. And so that has opened up the door for a relationship with my dad, one that feels good to me and works for both of us. And it's certainly not perfect. There's a lot more work that I want to do there in that regard. But yeah, that's been a really big moment for me, because prior to the program, the distance between us was just growing and it was going in the opposite direction of what I really wanted it to go deep down. So yeah, this program kind of, you know, just opened my heart a lot. And I think that a lot of it had to do with really understanding the male journey. And I thank you for kind of opening my eyes to that through that within the program, just understanding more of the male journey. It's helped me be a little bit more empathetic to my dad and how he has lived life. And I actually went to visit his sister, my aunt, who I'm pretty close with, before I had reached out to him. And I was asking her, I was like, hey, can you just tell me a little bit about my dad's childhood so I can understand better who he is as a person and where he came from? So yeah, I did a lot of work in trying to understand the male journey, and I'm still working on that. Because when I started the program, I didn't really have a lot of respect for men at all, to be honest. It breaks my heart and like makes me sad to even think about the feelings that like I did have prior to this program. So I'm just very grateful for that.
Can I ask, what was maybe one thing that you could share? And if it's too personal, that's totally fine. But I'm really curious about when you started kind of, you're talking to your aunt about your dad's childhood and that, how did that help you rekindle that relationship with him? Or what understanding or perspective did that provide for you?
One thing that really stands out about our conversation was just kind of his demeanor as a kid. She explained to me that he was a little bit pouty and needy, which he still is. But you know, I really just sat back and thought, like, maybe he just really wanted love and he wasn't getting it in the way that he needed. Just knowing that really made me have a little bit more empathy for how he is now, because he's still that way. And sometimes it gets to the point where it's a little bit overwhelming, but he really just wants to be loved. And he doesn't really know how to go about doing it in a way that's mutually beneficial for the people in his life. Just knowing that information allowed me to kind of take a step back and be like, okay, he's being really needy right now. And that's really just him trying to say that he is not feeling loved or wants to feel loved. And obviously that's not my responsibility, but it does make me a little bit more empathetic to some of his actions and everything.
Yeah. So where's your relationship now? I mean, after, you know, you reached out, and do you see each other often, and how does that work?
My family lives in New York. I'm in California. The last time I was home was in April. I was back home for my grandmother's funeral in April, and I up to that point hadn't spoken to my dad. So that was the first interaction we had in a while. We've had a couple of phone calls since then, and we text every now and then. Yeah, it's been much better, our relationship, and he's been a lot less needy. Overall, it's good. It does have some challenges still, but it's moving in the direction that I would like it to move. So,
how do you feel?
I feel a lot of love. I feel really good. I feel happy. I feel a lot of joy knowing that I can have a good relationship with my dad.
I mean, my journey has been very similar. That's why, you know, when women talk about their dads, I'm like, oh God, you know, that it's a whole can of worms. I had a very similar experience to you, Shannon. And that's what I always talk about. You know, it all started with me. And I remember your drop-in and our coaching session around that. That was pretty heavy for you. But I mean, for me, the same thing happened when I realized that my dad, like, he couldn't give me more than he did because he didn't have anything, any love. And when I looked at, I also did the discovery of his story and what he went through as a child, but also, for example, with, you know, losing his wife and the mother of his children, which is my mother, when he was String's age. When his wife passed away in a tragic accident, he was left with two girls, 8 and 12. Like, what kind of a mind fuck is that? So through this journey and this process, when you really look at, and I think we talked about this exact same subject on our coaching call, when you're able to get yourself out of the drama and the story, a lot of the times the blame or maybe the guilt or, you know, that personal, he's my father and this is what happened to me and here's how I feel. When you're able to distance yourself from that and actually look at what actually happened and understand and develop that empathy for, well, yes, he's my dad, but he's also a human, and look at him through a lens of not he's my dad and therefore, because obviously there's so much emotion, so much attachment there, but actually look at a man. Just a man who has his own story, and this is why he's the way he is. And of course, we all know that, I mean, at least I think most parents, although there is also theory that, you know, the mother who abandons her child, you know, on the side of the road or whatever, or at an orphanage, also has the best intentions, because at that point in time, she does the best that she can with all the resources available to her. So yeah, that's quite deep and quite profound, that journey. And I'm really proud of you, Shannon. Thanks for sharing that with us. And I guess my question here is, how did that, because, you know, we started with our conversation on Discovery Call in terms of healing your relationship with your dad will lead to healing your relationship with men. So let's talk about the men now. How do you feel like that might have contributed to your dynamics with men? And then in general, like, what is the result of you going through the journey and claimed and your dynamics with men?
That part of my journey definitely has not been linear. When I started the program and I got to, you know, working through some limiting beliefs and whatnot, I recognized that there was a lot of work that needed to be done there. And I decided to take a break from dating for, I think it was about 2 months or so. 2-3 months, I didn't really feel like it was a good time. I just had a lot of, you know, stuff that came up. I've dabbled in dating here and there ever since. And over the course of 5 months, it's just been really interesting to watch the type of man that I've been attracting. You know, more in the beginning, I think I was still attracting more feminine men, but now I'm definitely attracting more masculine men who are planning the dates. They have like a week in advance, have a time, a date, and a place. Yeah, just really great guys. So I'm still working through some of my own stuff, I guess you could say, limiting beliefs and whatnot. And that's where I say my journey hasn't been as linear with the dating process. So I kind of go in and go out, but of the dating scene. But overall, when I am out there dating, the quality of men that I'm attracting is just so different from what it used to be. And it's been really interesting to watch. The more and more I continue in this program, the better quality men that I'm attracting, which has been really cool.
Oh, this is like the best testimonial ever. I'm just going to cut that little piece and then put it everywhere. Because that is really the promise of the program, Shannon. Once you go through this journey of transformation and beliefs and its deep excavation and work, the promise is that you're going to start to attract different types of men, which is what's happening to you, which is amazing. And I know it's not linear, and it never is. You know, this journey is never linear, because it's like one step forward, two step backwards, and then it's like, all right, here we go again, you know. But that's beautiful that you're sharing that. I love that. And I love that you say the more you do the work, the more you do the program, the more, the better the men are. And obviously, Shannon, you have all the support that you need in the program. And whenever you have questions or anything, you know that, you know, we will support you with whatever you need. So I guess at this point, we're going to wrap up. And my last question that I ask all women who come and share their story is, if there's a woman listening to this or watching this that has been, or that is actually in the same situation you were before. So for example, she's the one running on masculine engines, attracting these guys who do not pay, you know, where she has to make all the decisions and she's overwhelmed, she's exhausted, and she's listening to this, looking for a solution, trying to figure out what perhaps she's doing wrong, what is the path. Why would you recommend perhaps signing up for a free discovery call, which is at girlskill.com/apply, and then joining us and joining the Claim program?
I love this program. I mean, the group of women in this program are so supportive, and coaches are so supportive. I love the group calls. Just everything about the program has helped me become the best version of myself. And, you know, I had been working on that for a while before the Claimed program, but it's kind of just, it's moved a lot faster with the help and guidance of a coach and a group of women that have been supporting me. So if you're in the same position and you're thinking about doing a discovery call or the coaching program, but are a little bit hesitant, you can either do it and start to see progress quickly, or it's going to take a lot longer. And I know that from experience. My advice would be to obviously do the program, because it's amazing. The group of women involved are incredibly supportive, and it's really been transformational for me.
Thank you, Shannon. And of course, the journey continues with us, with you and us and all of that. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. I really, really appreciate you coming and sharing your story. And I've been, when women like you post their journeys, like for me personally, I know it just continues to, I guess, be evidence of the fact that I personally am on the right path, and the tools and everything that, you know, we teach and stand behind and Claimed is the right way to go. I'm deeply grateful that you actually committed and you're doing the work. And that's the most important thing. Women ask me all the time, what's your success rate? First question I ask, well, how do we define success, right? And the success is, as we talked about, that the quality of men you're going to start to attract by the end of this journey, even before, is going to drastically change. But also, you know, if you do the work, there's no way you cannot see the results that you're looking for. And so your dedication to this process, Shannon, has just been very, I mean, inspiring for me. And that's why I do what I do, because of women like you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for this program.
Beautiful. All right, Shannon, thanks so much. You have a beautiful rest of your day, and then we'll see you on the inside. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do, and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men. And not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman, and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.